ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దైవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదిరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నహిష్టికి. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం, కాన్వర్సేషన్ బిట్వీన్ నారద అండ్ వ్యాసదేవ, కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 6 టెక్స్ట్ 23. సత్సేవయా దీర్ఘయాపి జాతా మయీ దృఢా మతిః, హిత్వా వాద్యం ఇమం లోకం గంతా మజ్జనతాం అసి. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. సత్సేవయా దీర్ఘయాపి జాతా మయీ దృఢా మతిః, హిత్వా వయద్యం ఇమం లోకం గంతా మజ్జనతాం అసి. సత్సేవయా దీర్ఘయాపి జాతా మయీ దృఢా మతిః, హిత్వా వద్యం ఇమం లోకం గంతా మజ్జనతాం అసి. సత్సేవయా దీర్ఘయాపి జాతా మయీ దృఢా మతిః, హిత్వా వద్యం ఇమం లోకం గంతా మజ్జనతాం అసి. Satsevaya, by service of the absolute truth. Adhirghaya, for some days. Api, even. Jata, having attained. Mayi, unto me. Dridha, firm. Matihi, intelligence. Hitva, having given up. Avadyam, deplorable. Imam, this. Lokam, material worlds. Gantha, going to. Mat janatam, my associates. Asi, become. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation, by service of the Absolute Truth, even for a few days, a devotee attains firm and fixed intelligence in me. Consequently, he goes on to become my associate in the transcendental world after giving up the present deplorable material worlds. Purport, serving the Absolute Truth means rendering service unto the Absolute Personality of Godhead under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master, who is a transparent via medium between the Lord and the neophyte devotee. The neophyte devotee has no ability to approach the Absolute Personality of Godhead by the strength of his present imperfect material senses. And therefore, under the direction of the spiritual master, he is trained in transcendental service of the Lord. And by such training, even for some days, the neophyte devotee gets intelligence in such transcendental service, which leads him ultimately to get free from perpetual inhabitation in the material world and to be promoted to the transcendental world, to become one of the liberated associates of the Lord in the kingdom of God. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmayi Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisecha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshadarine Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are reading a conversation between Narada and Vyasadev. We have been seeing how Narada is relating his beautiful past history, which happened millenniums ago, and he is recollecting everything, and he is inspiring Vyasadeva with his account of his own history of Krishna consciousness, how he came into devotional service. So this is a description of how he saw the Lord, and then the Lord disappeared, and then he again tried to meditate and see the Lord, and the Lord did not appear again, but he appeared in sound. He told Narada Muni, O virtuous one, you have only once seen me by person, and this is just to increase your desire for me, because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. Previous sloka to that, O Narada, the Lord spoke, I regret that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me. In this way, the Lord spoke to Narada Muni. It was not very bad news, because in one sense, he had already seen the Lord and he wanted to see the Lord again. But the Lord came and told me, not possible now for you, because you are not yet complete in your purification. I simply appeared to increase your hankering for seeing me and accelerating your purificatory activities, so that you will perform your sadhana, you will perform your devotional service with great feeling, motivation, eagerness. So you cannot see me. So this is recollected by Narada Muni, and he is saying, by service of the Absolute Truth, even for a few days, a devotee attains firm and fixed intelligence in me. It's not Narada Muni, this Krishna is telling. Consequently, he goes on to become my associate in the transcendental world after giving up the present deplorable material worlds. So Krishna is telling Narada, it's enough. Just for a few days you do devotional service to me, you can become free. And you can become firm and have fixed intelligence in me. So this is the goal of life. Many times we are asked, yesterday in our session we were talking about goal of life. And we were asking people, what do normally people desire to be the goal of life? And many people came forward and said many things. And we discussed afterwards in terms of Bhagavad Gita, who are you? And then we asked people, does your goal of life now change? And they all said, yes, it will now change. In 2 days' time it changed. Here it's mentioned, in few days' time, you can, by few days' devotional service to the Absolute Truth, you can achieve. Similarly, it's a practical experience. You explain Bhagavad Gita to people and tell them who you are actually. In 2 days' time, they're all executives from companies and everything. They said, do you think your goal of life will change now? They said, yes, it will change now. Why? Because now I know I am spirit soul. So goal of life will change. So we discuss about primary goals and secondary goals in life. It's not that you should throw away all your goal of whatever you want to be in the material world. But the primary goal is this. Like Krishna is saying, become absorbed in Krishna, fix your intelligence in Krishna. Then go back to the spiritual world and become Krishna's associate. This is a viable, possible goal of life. Krishna is giving himself, saying, this is what is the goal of your life. This is what will happen to you if you meditate on me, if you think about me. So we should ask ourselves, how much do we want it? Is this our goal of life? Are we interested in achieving Krishna Prema, going back to Krishna, really speaking? Really speaking. Or we are thinking something in between. It's okay, I'm doing this so that I will get at least this much. What is really our motivating desire? What is inside us? Are we motivated to actually achieve Krishna Prema? To what extent? That will depend again on how much you know about Krishna, how much you desire to know, and how much is your feeling towards this goal. So we'll get disturbed in the material world by so many other desires, and that averages out this desire. That's why Krishna is talking about fixed intelligence. See, nishta. Nishta means being fixed. This is what I want in life. In the material world, you see people like that. This is what I want to become. I want to be. And they work very hard towards that. They actually put all their energy, all their power, shakti behind that. And many times people achieve it. The people achieve it. They become something big in the material world. Therefore, it is mentioned that if you want to achieve something, then you should be vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana bahushakahi anantascha buddhayo abhyavasayinam. Prabhupada quoted the shloka often. Vyavasayatmika buddhi, fixed intelligence, focused on what is needed. When we don't fix ourselves, when we don't focus, then although we know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although we know that we need to go back to Godhead, we are not yet ready to take it up. We know the goal of life, but we are not ready to take it up. So there are two things. One, to goal of life, then fix your intelligence on that, and then work to achieve it. It's not that just I know the goal of life is Krishna, then Krishna is the gati, I know, and I don't do anything about it. Don't do anything about it. I know theory. So, when we look inside us, do I really want this? Do I really want what Krishna is saying, he is offering? It matters, Krishna is offering, but do you want? You see, the reason why we are here is, although we know Krishna is offering, we may not want it. Right now I don't want it. I know that's true, but right now I'm not ready for it. In other words, I'm more absorbed in other things. This is what is material world. And then it's not that we don't know Krishna. We, you know, everybody is part and parcel of Krishna, we very well know. We are not ready to focus on it, eagerly desire for it. See. That is why Rupa Goswami has mentioned, the price you have to pay is your eagerness to achieve. That's the most important. Tatra mulyam, the real price you have to pay. Ekalam laulyam. Laulya means eagerness and greed for getting. And why we will be greedy? In this material world, what people are greedy after? Accumulating wealth, accumulating position, accumulating material assets, enjoying. This is what they're greedy for. Atyahara. Want to accumulate. They're greedy. Similarly, becoming greedy for achieving Krishna. This is real wealth. This is wealthy. According to Bhagavatam description, wealth means Krishna Bhakti. How much you have that much you are wealthy. Every other type of wealth that we accumulate, it simply disappears, including your position and your material situation and your wealth, everything will go. But Krishna conscious wealth, bhakti, will stay with you eternally. So what is the meaning of wealth? What is really rich? Possessing Krishna bhakti, a person is rich. You see? That we have to value. When we value that, we will develop greed for that. If you have value for that type of treasure, that type of possession, then you will say, I want that. But if you have value for anything else material, you will not want that very much. So fixed intelligence means fixing your intelligence on that value and deciding this is what I want in life. Then becoming motivated by that in everything that you do, every decision that you take, every endeavor that you make. This is Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada is saying the art of directing one's attention towards Krishna is called Krishna consciousness. You see, this is the definition he gave for Krishna consciousness. So, at every point of time, what is absorbing us? What are we really thinking we should get? A young man may be thinking, I should get this job, I should get make money like this. Somebody else in the college or school will be thinking, I must score marks like this, I must get this placement, I must get this company, or I must get admission in this university. A child may be thinking, who's in school, may be thinking, I should possess a smartphone. That's a goal of my life. I want it. Is a tiny experience puts him into that type of this thing. Somebody else may be thinking something else. But a devotee of the Lord in any situation, he somehow or the other is wanting Krishna. Narada Muni is very young, small boy. He is able to fix his mind. Therefore Krishna has appeared to him. Somehow Krishna has kept him away from wrong association. He is a servant maid son and his situation is not very materially prosperous. That is Krishna's blessing. Therefore, he didn't get attracted to other things. Somehow he came in touch with Bhakti Vedantas, and his first association with them made him think, this is what I want in life. And he became attached to thinking that. This is Krishna's blessing. He kept you away from everything else and put you in a situation where he exposes you only to devotees and you desire like that, and then you make it up. This is Krishna's mercy. People think Krishna's mercy means that I will get admission in so-and-so university, I'll get this lottery, I will get placement like this, I will get like this, like that. This is not Krishna's mercy. Krishna doesn't want you to be materially prosperous and forget him. Krishna's mercy is anything that comes to you to make him remember him. It could be misery. In a situation that you are in, only misery will make you think of Krishna. That is his mercy, he'll come to you. And remember, Krishna is very merciful. He's always merciful. So if you're in too much of a very comfortable situation, misery is mercy, because you'll run to Krishna. If you're in too much of a poverty-stricken, materially uncomfortable position, you already have Krishna's mercy, because you'll have to think more of Krishna. In this way, somehow the other, Krishna will fix your intelligence or help you fix your intelligence. And we must accept that situation. We must accept that situation. A person who is educated in the goal of life, he always calculates things according to how it is useful for my Krishna consciousness. He is not thinking in terms of this is materially beneficial or not. So, intelligence means seeing that Krishna has shown mercy to you, has put you in the association of devotees, has given you opportunities to render devotional service. These are the ways people understand their fortune. I am very fortunate. That's why Narada Muni previously said, as soon as his mother passed away, he said, the Lord has shown me his mercy. Lord has shown me mercy. Because he can see with spiritual eye, it's going to be beneficial for me. So sometimes if you go to an ordinary astrologer, they will tell you the opposite. Oh, very bad time for you. You have to do Mrityunjaya Homa. You have to do Sudarshana Homa. You have to pay only 50,000 rupees or 1 lakh for it. Everything will become alright. He will use your horoscope, use your bad situation and make money for himself. It's good time for him that it is bad time for you. That's what it really means. It's bad time for you. Wonderful. Come. It's good time for me. I'll make money out of you. But the opposite is true. If it is a devotee, I have seen our devotee astrologers who are very well educated in Prabhupada's books and Krishna consciousness. They say, very good, you'll make spiritual progress. They won't tell you it's bad time. They will tell you, you will make very good spiritual progress, great opportunity. Krishna is going to be very merciful on you. When a devotee sees your horoscope and says this, you know, you're going to be in a materially difficult situation. Or if he tells you, you must be careful, don't forget Krishna. If he tells you, then you must know that you'll become materially very comfortable and there is a chance that you'll forget Krishna. This is how devotee astrologers are. Contrary to what outside people. That's why we don't go to material astrologers. Because their perspective is very different. Their intelligence is fixed in something else. Oh, what to do? You have to do pariharam. You have to do atonement like this. And then maybe the bad time will stop. But devotee is not looking at it like that. So Narada Muni is able to see Krishna in his bad time only. His mother has passed away. He is alone. He has nobody with him. No money, nothing. That's when he sees Krishna. Right? That's when he sees Krishna. So, we should not be fixing, we should be understanding this, and fixing our intelligence means how to make progress in Krishna consciousness, you would know. Actually, for a devotee, good and bad and all that, in both ways, he knows how to use his good situation and his bad situation to render service to Krishna and remain fixed. This is Vevasatmika, Buddhi, fixed intelligence. He doesn't sit and lament, oh, this did not happen, that did not happen, therefore I did not chant my japa, therefore I am not able to do my sadhana, because of this, because of that. This is very neophytish. So you will see that in Prabhupada's life, he did not go by his horoscope. He didn't, you know, lead a life. Many times people go and see the astrologer when they are very weak spiritually. And what the astrologer says becomes more important than what the Bhagavad Gita says or what Prabhupada says or what your guru says. And you start working hard to make what the astrologer said come true by default. You don't know you are doing that. See, he told Ashtamatala Shani, it is happening like that only for me. See, it's happening. The more you think like that, the more it will happen to you. But rather the devotee is thinking how to serve Krishna in that situation. He's not thinking, okay, Shani, who cares? I mean, whether it is Shani this way or that way, I have to serve Krishna anyway. Maybe it's becoming more difficult to serve Krishna, but I shall do so. With increased remembrance and more focus on Krishna. So, it is mentioned that this is the goal of life by Krishna. And we must make that the goal of life. Because it's Krishna's direction. And Srila Prabhupada has also asked us to make that the goal of life. Achieving Krishna and achieving prema for Krishna should become life's aim and goal. And what it means is that we have nothing else in front. You see. Problems in the material world, they say, problems are those scary things that come in front of you when you're shifted off from the goal. If you're focused on your goal, these problems, they'll come and they disappear. But if you keep your goal fixed, this is the meaning of fixed intelligence. Nishtha. When a devotee is nishtha, fixed intelligence, even if there is something wrong, if there is something from his past reaction is coming, they can't really affect him much because he's very fixed in serving Krishna. This is the advice Krishna is giving to Narada. Remain fixed. I am not going to appear to you anymore. I'm speaking to you. My advice to you is remain fixed in my devotional service and you will achieve me. And Narada did that. In his next life, he became Narada Muni. So, how to remain fixed, how to remain focused in Krishna consciousness? If you take it very easy, and if you take it casually, I chant my japa, I get up in the morning, you know, initially these things are important. But after some time when you do, you're expected to intensify your meditation on Krishna, make your chanting offenseless, more determined, etc. But if you carry on like that floating, then without going deep into Krishna consciousness, then you are in very dangerous ground. See, like I mentioned to you earlier, when we were with the, when we went on this, in Kerala you have in the Karkada Masa, you have visit to all the Ramakshetras. You go to Rama's temple, you go to Lakshmana's temple, you go to Bharatan's temple, you go to, you know, what's it, Shatrughna's temple. All these four temples are there. And when we went on one of those trips, it was raining. And the pond in the temple, in Shatrughna temple, I think, sunlight came out and we could see on the top so many fishes. People were feeding all these small, small, you know, puffed rice and all that. They were coming and eating it. But if you look in the sunlight, you can see below there are big fishes. You can see the big fishes underneath. They don't come to the top. And these small fishes, They're not, all of them are not small, pretty big some of them. They come to eat this. And around the building on the top, you can see all these kingfishers sitting. They're waiting for these fellows to come on top. When they come on top, they swoop and they carry a fish in their beak and they go away. Very expert. They come like that diving. You know, they don't flap their wings. They come like that diving. They dive from there so that the fish does not know. And they dive and they swoop and boom, take a fish and go. Very expert. They take it in the beak and the fish is struggling. They take it on top, peck him and eat him up. You see. So if you float around without becoming serious in Krishna consciousness, Maya will take you away. The people who are really fixed, they are down. They don't come out for all these things. They don't get disturbed by a few puffed rice coming on top. They go and go and take that. Material life means every time an opportunity comes for sense gratification, you go, catch it and get entangled. But these are fixed intelligence. They don't look for that. That is not going to give me what I want. My goal of life, I will not get from this by going and chewing on the puffed rice. That's not going to, I've done that enough. They won't come to the surface. Maya will not get them. You see. So, becoming fixed means determined. Dridavrata. You must do a job properly. Having taken up Krishna consciousness, having given up the material world, if you don't become fixed, then you'll be neither here nor there. And that is horrible. Having given up many things in the material world, better to be fixed in Krishna consciousness. Because that's what he came here for. So, we should not get diverted by anything else. Diverted by material desires for anything. Try to remain fixed. That's the advice Krishna is giving Narada. Fix your intelligence on me. Mayeva mana adatsva. Mayi buddhim niveshaya. Nivasishyasi. Mayeva ata urdhvam nasamshayaha. Such a person, urdhva means progressing upwards. There is no doubt he will progress if he fixes his mind and intelligence on me. Mayyarpita mano buddhir. Yomat bhakta same priyaha. Such a devotee who is fixing his mind on me is very dear to me. I will come forward and help him. See. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yuddhacha mayyarpita mano buddhir mameivaishyasi asamshayah. Krishna is telling Arjuna, you fight thinking of me. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu, all the time, mam anusmara yuddhacha, think of me, be in consciousness of me, and you fight. And definitely you will come to me. Mamaiveshasya samshaya. So this is what is difficult to do. In the modern world, for material life, they call it mindfulness. Children are being taught how to be mindful. Their mind is focused, concentrated on what they are doing. Because they get very disturbed. Especially nowadays, students in Kali Yuga, they can't fix their mind so easily. And in fact, not only on studies and anything else, they don't have focus. They're very disturbed, especially after getting a smartphone in the hand or being on the internet for too long. You get psychologically affected. You cannot fix your mind for too long on something. You can keep on getting disturbed. So, this is a buzzword in education. Everybody is talking about mindfulness and how to teach people to be mindful. And that is why yoga has become very important. Yoga is being proliferated all over the world. Everywhere you have yoga, yoga, yoga. Pranayama, peace. Be in the now, in the present. Be conscious of the present, of you. And in this way, do yoga, etc. So, fixing your mind can be done easily by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a prescription given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You simply chant Hare Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya sent off all the devotees from Puri after they stayed for the Rath Yatra 4 months, then from Kulina Gram, Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda Vasu, they came and the Lord gave them special service to get silk ropes every year for Rath Yatra. Then Satyaraj Khan, having accepted the service before he went, he said, "My Lord, I want to know how to remain fixed in my service because I am a householder, I am a grihastha, it is not so easy for me to do it." So the Lord told him, always chant Krishna's names and be in the association of Vaishnavas and serve them. Serve the Lord and serve the Vaishnavas. Then he asked a further question, how do I recognize a Vaishnava? And the Lord said 3 different things at 3 different times. Anyone who chants even once the name of Krishna with faith, he is a Vaishnava. He gave instruction. And Prabhupada gives a very elaborate purport to that. That what is the meaning of associating with a person who chants Hare Krishna? So this instruction that we remain always focused with our intelligence fixed and we chant Hare Krishna and we take caution and keep away from other things. So Lord Chaitanya's instruction was to simply chant Hare Krishna. Everything the holy name will give you. You see, Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha is a touchstone. It will turn everything into gold. Just like that, everything you need for progressing in Krishna consciousness, you will get by chanting the holy name. That faith you should have. And if you chant, you will slowly become mindful. Your mind will become fixed. Your intelligence will become fixed. Offenselessly one must chant. One must be careful. And one must chant offenselessly. And carefully, attentively. Simply this much if you do, you will be definitely progressing in your mindfulness, in purifying your consciousness, gradually elevating yourself, like you said, right up to the spiritual world to associate with Krishna. There is no doubt about this. There's no doubt about it. It's not fictitious. It's not simply something in the sky. This is practicable. And this is why we are chanting Hare Krishna. This is why we are in spiritual life. Because we want to go back to Godhead. We want to associate with Krishna and serve Him personally. This, we should affirm ourselves. This is what I am living for. This is what I am practicing Krishna consciousness for. It's an affirmation. You must continuously tell yourself, what am I doing? Why am I doing? For this purpose. Otherwise we lose focus. And we get carried away by many other difficulties, that problem, this problem, and this and that. We lose focus. And Maya is there to disturb your focus. You keep throwing spanner into the works. Maya will keep on doing something to you. You will get agitated and you will lose focus. When you are doing devotional service to Krishna, Maya will do this to you. You will misplace the key. Where? You will not have this thing. You will not have that thing. Keep on throwing the spanner into the works and disturb your devotional service. You lose your focus. You are chanting very nicely. Boom. Some thoughts will come inside. Material world is designed to disturb you constantly. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. So don't get carried away by that. Somebody is trying to disturb you from devotional service. And if you again that is why for the yogi, Krishna is telling in the 6th chapter, yato yato manas chanchalam astiram tatastato niyamaitat atmanyeva vasam nayat. Whenever and wherever the mind wanders due to its unsteady nature, bring it under the control of the self, Arjuna. Constantly do this. You have to practice it. See, and there are enough diversions in this world. So easily you can get diverted. So a devotee, fixing your mind and intelligence on Krishna is an endeavor. That is where many people become weak. I can chant my japa, but I cannot chant attentively. I can do my reading, but I cannot focus on the meaning and all that too much. I will keep it as sadhana. Forever it will be sadhana. Jai Jagannath Puladev Subhadramai ki. We are not supposed to be always sadhakas. We are not supposed to be permanent sadhakas till I die. Sadhana, after that you have to progress to bhava, to prema bhakti, and there's a whole stage in it. Right? So, a devotee, he wants to be in a situation where he is undisturbed and he can meditate on Krishna. You see, that's what is the situation that Krishna is speaking about. And this is the goal of life. Goal of life is not to always remain in sadhana. I know that it's sadhana and in the association of devotees and chanting a little not very good rounds and all that is very comfortable already. But don't get stuck in that comfort. Being good alone is not enough. Your situation earlier was you are pretty bad. You are not thinking of Krishna, you did sinful activities like that. Now I am good. I am chanting Hare Krishna, I am in the association of devotees. I know about Krishna, I know Bhagavad Gita. But don't settle down. Your ultimate goal of life is not good. It's supposed to be best and beyond. When I was young, my sister gave me a proverb. I said, good, better, best. Never let it rest unless the good becomes better and the better becomes best. I found that very interesting. And she used to tell me, don't settle down. Always be the best. So Krishna consciousness, focusing on Krishna and achieving Krishna, that's the best thing. Don't settle for anything good. You see, many times devotees, they were not earlier knowing anything, now they came to know something. So they become good Hindu families. Very nice. I can't do more than this. It's okay, I mean this much I can do. I settle down. What Krishna is telling here is, don't settle down, achieve me. Come back to the spiritual world, become my associate. That is what I want to give you. Krishna wants to give you that. Take it. What's required for taking it, do it. The offer is there. Yata mam prapadyante tangs tateva bhajami aham. As you come towards me, I give you. So why not take the best? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to come give you the best. Take you back to Godhead, just chant and fix your mind on Krishna. So, Prabhupada talked about shooting the rhinoceros. Getting the rhinoceros. If you go hunting, shoot the rhinoceros. The most difficult thing to do. So in human life, you are fit to achieve the best. And you are equipped to hunt the rhino. That's the business of life. Don't settle for the rabbit. Hunt the rhino. Human life is meant for Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surayaha Grivya Chakshur Yatatam Tad Vipraso Vipinyavo Jagruvagum Sasamindate Vishnur Yat Paramam Padam. So the Upanishads say that body is like a chariot and all these facilities given to you. The destination is Vishnu Param Padam. Hitch your chariot. Move towards that. Don't settle for anything else. Don't go on a picnic on the side. Don't settle in your mother-in-law's house. Don't do all these things. This equipment, this vehicle is given for you to go achieve parampadam. You see? There may be parampadam, padam, padam, yad vipadam natesham. There may be in the process of achieving the parampadam, there may be many vipadas trying to knock you down. But if you depend on Krishna and fix yourself, you will achieve that destination. This is the determination. So it's like an obstacle race in spiritual life. Krishna is advising Narada, fix your mind on that and achieve it. So, Krishna consciousness is not some picnic. Neither is it some entertainment, although these things also are part of it as an experience. But the real purpose is very lofty and high. Every devotee, when he is chanting Hare Krishna, is thinking, I'll go back to Krishna's world. I will serve him there. Each one of the devotees that Prabhupada has created has got this lofty ideal inside when he's chanting Hare Krishna. He's not thinking small. He's not thinking I will get Indra's, you know, throne. He's not thinking I'll become a demigod and enjoy. He's thinking very high. These are the Prabhupada's followers. They are very ambitious. Beyond all these things, I'm going back to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the Lord has guaranteed that He will give it. So, it's an amazing opportunity. It was not available like this before. So, when the opportunity is there, we must fix ourselves to get it. So, throughout in Prabhupada's life, you'll see that in his life history. You'll see that in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, how many devotees achieved Purvai Purvattaram Kritam Kuru Karmaiva Tasmatvam. Krishna is advising Arjuna, in the past many people achieved this, you also do that and achieve it. So it's very nice to hear how Krishna is inspiring Narada Muni, and Narada Muni executed that and got it. He acquired his position as a pure devotee of Krishna because he worked for that. You see, he is describing how he worked for it and got it. Very less work you have to do. You don't have to do as much as Narada Muni did in Lord Chaitanya's times. You have to do very less. And Lord Chaitanya is offering it to you. Times have changed. This is many millenniums back. He's advising Vyasadeva. But the same attitude and principle now available, but with much less effort, you can do it. That is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nittai Gaur Premanande. Any questions or comments? 9. Any question or comment? Yes.
Maharaj, it's going to be a real life that you are applying Krishna consciousness in our own practical way. So it's not just like a video game, if you play and come down and back and play it.
Yes.
So if we putting our step front and front, sometimes our heart shakes, and whether it's I'm going in a kind of way, what I'm doing is right, the heart shakes and everything trembles, and we got into inner fear. Then Krishna consciousness will move from one level to the next level, or moving on further to the next level. So at that time, on what we can meditate, and what we can do at this time.
You can take inspiration from what is written in the Bhagavatam, the history of so many great devotees. Your heart is, you're telling shaky, because maybe it is true, maybe it is not true, is it correct, is it not correct, etc. As though in the material world that you're doing, your heart doesn't shake. Why doesn't it not shake? Because you're foolishly absorbed in thinking that this is correct by material illusion. Although in front of you it is crumbling. In front of you people are dying, your grandfather is dying, your father is dying, people are dying. Still you are thinking that this is the correct way. I'll go. I'll fall and die. Why don't you think at that time that this is, you should actually be feeling shaky at that, when you watch all these things. Why are you not feeling shaky? Krishna has mentioned, Kaunteya Pradijanahi Name Bhakta Pranashyati. My devotee will never be in danger, will never perish. So, we should have faith in the words of Krishna. It may be a little difficult, but simply by having faith, we should take a step. And you will always be successful. Because Krishna has said that, in devotional service, whatever step you take, it will always be successful. In the association of other devotees who do that, you will get that faith and fearlessness. I wish you all the best. Om Tat Sat. Any other question or comment? Thank you. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nitai Guru Premanande.